Marlon Wayans is performing at the Aztec Theater in San Antonio tonight at the House of Blues in Dallas. San Antonio tonight, House of Blues in Dallas on Saturday. I got it. Marlon Wayans, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing real good. First of all,
Mr. Box Office. What's up, Mr. Funny. Box Office?
Yeah, first of all, when we last talked, I said that I was going to the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem to watch your movie, 50 Shades of Black, and you wanted to know how I liked it.
I loved it.
I loved it. I saw it at the Magic Johnson Theater, so I saw it in Negro surround sound. And you have funny lines every 10 seconds. So I have not been back to see it again. I'm waiting for
it. So you can hear it. You got to go back to hear it.
I got to download it whenever it comes out on iTunes. I got to download it because you got jokes every 10 seconds.
I try. Look, brothers is only satisfied if you try and do a joke one every 5 minutes. Brothers be mad at that. brother, when they money work, you.
But then when you do it every 10 seconds, you miss a lot of stuff.
I want my money worth. I had to put my house on lean to buy this popcorn. you had to crack some jokes. Y'all are so funny. I said, how y'all doing? How you doing? I said, I'm tired. Y'all two got on me so bad.
No, man, we don't want to hear that.
Jay, you sound like you never slept.
No, we never go home, man.
On the phone. You sound like you are like Timberland on one of them tracks.
We don't want to hear whining, man.
It's just so early, man. I smell my own breath. I don't like me. I'm judging myself right now. Y'all understand? I'm all swollen and my
head is all swollen. Are breath sensitive? If your breath stays, it'll cut off, man. So if we lose you, we know why.
It's early. My snooze button hit itself. Like, oh hell no, you ain't doing this.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the movie, man. Good
Thank
job.
You, man. I'm just trying to make enough money to take care of these Wayanses. They keep making these babies. They gotta stop this. Somebody introduce somebody in my family to a condom, please. Lord Jesus.
Who's having a baby now?
Oh, who ain't? Dog, who ain't? And when you got money, these kids ain't got no conscience. Ah, one of the uncles will take care of us.
How many nieces and nephews you got, man?
Yeah, how many nieces and nephews do you have?
I got 40.
Seriously?
I am way too young to have 40 of age.
Like,
you have 40 when you on your deathbed and you read that in your obituary, you know, when you like 87 years old, you got 40. And some of those are going to be great-grandkids. I'm not supposed to have 40 nephews and nieces at this age. That's just socially irresponsible.
Do you know them all? Do you know them all?
You can't name them all.
At a point, we just thought, we don't even got original names. There's Damon Jr., Damien, Dame Dame. You know, it's not original names anymore. We just ran out of... Yeah, man, there's a lot, man. There's a lot. But you know what? I'm proud of them. At least some of them, like Lil Damon, doing well. I'm very proud of him.
Saw him last weekend. He was in How to Be Single.
Yes. My daughter went to see the movie, and she said, I saw my cousin in the movie, and I smiled, and I said, yeah, baby, some of y'all actually work. So let him be a lesson to you. That's the kind of child that you want to be.
How old is your daughter?
The son that you always see on this couch, that's the one you don't want to be like, baby. My daughter's
How old
16.
Is your daughter? How old is your daughter?
Be. About to be 16 years old, and I'm celebrating 2 more years, and she's out of here. You got to fend for yourself. I ain't wait. 17 and a half, I'm going to kick her out for a week and just see how it go. I need to see if she's raised right. Maybe a couple of nights on Hollywood Boulevard.
What kind of dad are you, man? Are you a friend or just strict? What kind of dad are you?
Yeah. I think you can only be strict up until a point. You know, I think you be strict and you threaten them until they hit about 15 years old. Once they stop believing in Santa Claus, you got to change your laws up and your rules up because they're going to test you. Like my son, he starting puberty. I can see his nose getting all big, his arms is long. And so I'm starting to be his friend because he's going to be bigger than me. I don't want him body slamming me. See, my dad didn't know when to stop. He kept on going. And my oldest brother, Dwayne, he's got in front of my father's door. My dad said, "You ain't going nowhere." I said, "Sit down. Either you going to sit down or you got to come through me." Man, my brother Dwayne picked that man up and body slammed him. And we all left the house that day. Yeah, well, what you going to do? Don't make me get Dwayne on you.
I thought Keenan was the oldest.
No, Keenan was the oldest that we followed. Dwayne was the oldest. We just made a proper choice. Dwayne was the oldest. Once he started doing crack, we was like, you know, maybe Keenan's the better brother for us, to a better example for the family. Crack make you that color that you just don't want to be. Like, you know, look at the crack and go, you know, I want to be gray. I want to miss prominent teeth. That's what I want. Oh my God. I want to be incurably ashy. That's what I want for me.
Marlon Wayans performing in San Antonio tonight, tomorrow night. He's in Dallas.
And then March 12th, I'm going to be at the Georgia Worldcom Theater. You guys get your tickets right now. San Antonio, I'll see you tonight. Dallas, I'll see you tomorrow at the House of Blues. Love.